Welcome to the July 17th, 2009 episode of Blue Shift, the podcast brought to you from the Astrophysics Science Division at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. I'm Maggie Massetti. So here it is, mid-July, and you know what that means. Well, for me, it means panicking about where my summer has gone. But what it really means is that the movies are full of summer blockbusters. And when you work somewhere like NASA, everyone's got a bone to pick when a new science fiction movie comes out. Once in a while, Hollywood gets the science right. But more often than not, it's just terribly, painfully wrong. Sarah Mitchell and I walked around and asked our friends and coworkers what really annoyed them about how astronomy, and science in general, is portrayed in Hollywood. We really expected the major complaint to be about things like sound in space. And though that did bother a few people.
Sound in space.
Sound in space.
There's no median for sound to travel through.
In the end, we got a much wider variety of answers than we originally thought that we would. We had people sound off about old movies as well as newer ones, but either way there might be plot spoilers, so keep that in mind. First up, Independence Day.
There's the part of the movie where the main spaceship is supposed to be like a quarter of the mass of the moon, and it sits between the Earth and the moon and doesn't, you know, peel off our atmosphere or cause tides to go, you know, 900 feet tall or whatever. And then they blow the thing up in the end, and it falls down to Earth, and it's a quarter of the mass of the moon, and nobody gets hurt, really, and it looks like a 4th of July, because it's Independence Day. Yeah, that's one of the ones that really bothers me.
Well, in the recent Star Trek movie, I found the scene where, you know, Spock somehow manages to watch the destruction of his home planet from, like, across the galaxy really frustrating. You know, this kind of, like, lack of representation of distance in astronomy is often frustrating in movies. And also anything where anyone gets sucked into a black hole from far away, that is also very frustrating to me, mainly because it took me such a long time to develop an understanding as a scientist of how black holes do accrete material.
Not to mention the fact that if they're really that advanced, then, you know, why wouldn't they just genetically engineer a virus to kill all humans and dump it in the atmosphere?
There was the scene in Tomb Raider where they were talking about the supposed planetary alignment of all the planets aligned perfectly. Yeah, that doesn't happen. There was also the fact that she could walk up to her in-house observatory, look through a telescope, and see all the planets simultaneously aligning. That also doesn't happen.
Or grab an asteroid on their way in and slam it into the ocean and kill everybody and just wait a few days and then take over the Earth.
Probably the worst offender that I can think of lately is the movie Mission to Mars. That movie I had great hopes for because at the time I was working on the Mars Global Surveyor mission. But as my kids and I were watching the movie and we saw them getting ready to explore Mars, and then I noticed that the landing site was Cydonia. Cydonia is the location of the face. And unfortunately, the movie went downhill from there. On the whole, giving credence to the Face on Mars movement was extremely disappointing. Another movie that came out about the same time called Red Planet with Val Kilmer and Carrie Ann Moss wasn't a whole heck of a lot better. Suddenly Mars had a breathable atmosphere, which surprised the heck out of me.
Or why that advanced civilization would really need to, like, kill all the humans and take over the Earth when there's, you know, all kinds of planets out there to grab resources from.
Okay. Independence Day aside, the question remains, when does bad science matter and when can we just suspend our disbelief?
The number one thing is they portray that it's dead easy. You just look at a bit of data and, oh, that's the right answer, and it just falls into your lap. And that is not true. Finding the right answers takes a lot of effort and legwork and generally investigation. It's not as if you can just run an observation of some object and know everything about it 5 minutes later.
I think movies set in space tend to not really ever be about science at some level. So in that kind of situation, I can totally forgive explosions in space and, you know, people leaping across from starship to starship with no breathing apparatus or anything, right? But in movies where science is like a central theme, I'm thinking specifically of The Day After Tomorrow here. That sometimes gets so bad that watching the movie becomes incredibly difficult. Yeah, I'm willing to be forgiving most of the time, but if science is central to the plot, then no way, get it right. You know, call someone at Goddard.
Well, Well, I'm sure we'd all like to see them get it right more often. You know, like in that movie Signs, when the aliens who are allergic to water try to take over a planet that is mostly water? I mean, it even falls from the sky here. What's up with that? And don't even get me started on Armageddon. Of course, the opinions you heard in this episode are those of the individuals and not of NASA. So now we want to know, have you seen any good movies lately? Or were you driven crazy by the impossible physics in Transformers 2? You can sound off about astronomy in the movies at our website, universe.nasa.gov/blueshift, or you can find us on Twitter. We're @NASABlueshift, all one word. We'll see you in a couple of weeks with another episode. This is Maggie Massetti bringing the universe closer to you with Blueshift.